Welcome to Money Myths Busted, the stock market mirage unraveling investment myths. I've always been fascinated by how the stock market can be perceived so differently. Some see it as a gambler's paradise, others a wealth-building machine. It all boils down to separating fact from fiction.
Exactly. And unfortunately, so many myths cloud people's judgment, leading to, shall we say, less than optimal financial decisions. I, for one, am really interested in exploring the psychology behind these myths. Why do people cling to these beliefs even when evidence points in a different direction?
It's a great question. We're going to be tackling some of the most pervasive myths out there, from the idea that investing is just gambling, to the allure of timing the market, to the belief that a stock near its 52-week low is a surefire bargain. We'll also delve into the psychological biases that fuel these misconceptions.
Yeah, that buy low, sell high mantra. Sounds simple enough, right? But in practice, it's far more nuanced. And often trying to catch a falling knife, as they say, can leave you with some pretty nasty financial wounds.
Absolutely. We'll also be looking at some compelling case studies of investment strategies gone wrong, highlighting the real-world consequences of these myths. I think what's particularly interesting is how these myths often prey on our innate biases.
Like confirmation bias, right? Where we seek out information that confirms our existing beliefs, even if those beliefs are completely off base. Or the endowment effect, where we overvalue something simply because we own it. It's like, my stock is special, even though it's tanking.
Precisely. We'll also discuss the role of macroeconomic trends and how they influence stock prices, because let's be honest, the market doesn't exist in a vacuum. Everything from GDP growth to inflation to, global pandemics can impact stock performance.
And let's not forget the history of the stock market itself. From the roaring 20s to the dot-com bubble, there are so many lessons to be learned from past booms and busts. Understanding this history can help us avoid repeating the same mistakes.
It's crucial. And, another thing we should touch on is the difference between fundamental and technical analysis. One looks at the underlying value of a company. The other focuses on price patterns and trends. Both have their merits and drawbacks, and we'll unpack those.
Definitely. And for those who are new to investing, we'll also cover some basic concepts like what a stock actually represents, how exchanges work, and the various ways to participate in the market. Because, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your finances.
Couldn't agree more. We'll also discuss the importance of diversification and risk management because, no investment is entirely without risk. It's about understanding those risks and making informed decisions.
Absolutely. So to kick things off, let's talk about one of the biggest myths out there, that investing in the stock market is no different than gambling. What are your thoughts on that?
So kicking things off with this idea that investing is just gambling, I think it's a fundamental misunderstanding.
Yeah? How so?
Well, gambling is a zero-sum game. Someone wins, someone loses, money just changes hands. Investing, though, is about creating value. It's about putting money into companies that are, ideally building something, producing something, innovating.
Right. And that creates wealth, not just shifts it around. But I can see why people might get confused. The stock market can feel unpredictable, especially in the short term.
Exactly. And there's definitely risk involved, which feeds into that gambling analogy. But the core difference is the long-term potential for growth.
Okay, so long-term versus short-term. But even in the long-term, aren't there factors outside our control that can make or break an investment, just like a roll of the dice?
Sure. There are always unforeseen circumstances, macroeconomic trends, global events, things you can't predict. But a well-researched investment strategy mitigates those risks. It's not about perfectly timing the market. It's about understanding the underlying value of a company.
So fundamental analysis comes into play here, looking at the company's financials, its management, its competitive landscape.
Precisely. And that's where it diverges sharply from gambling. You're not betting on a random outcome. You're assessing a company's potential to generate future profits. It's a calculated risk, not a bad bet.
But what about those who say, look, the market's irrational, driven by emotions. It's all just speculation.
Well, there's definitely an element of psychology at play. We talked about confirmation bias, right? People clinging to beliefs even when evidence contradicts them. And the endowment effect, overvaluing something just because you own it.
Yeah, my stock is special, even when it's plummeting. And herd mentality, chasing the latest hot stock without doing any research.
Exactly. These biases can lead to irrational decisions, making it feel like gambling. But that doesn't negate the underlying principles of investing. It just highlights the importance of understanding those psychological factors and making rational, informed choices.
So it's about recognizing those biases in ourselves and actively working to counteract them.
Absolutely. And understanding the difference between fundamental and technical analysis. One looks at the intrinsic value, the other focuses on price patterns and trends. Both have their place, but for long-term investing, understanding the fundamentals is crucial.
It's like the difference between betting on a horse based on its form versus understanding its breeding, training, and jockey. One is a gamble, the other a more informed assessment.
So we've been talking about all these psychological biases that can really mess with our investment decisions. This paper we're looking at, Exploring Behavioral Bias Affecting Investment Decision Making, really dives into this, and it uses some interesting methods to map out the research landscape.
Yeah, the whole bibliometric analysis thing, right? Using software like VOS Viewer to analyze connections between research papers, authors, even countries. It's a pretty cool way to see the big picture.
Exactly. And what's striking is how much research has been done on this, especially recently. The paper shows a real uptick in publications on behavioral biases and investment decisions, particularly from 2019 onwards. It seems like everyone's finally waking up to how much our psychology affects our financial choices.
Which makes sense, right? The traditional economic models, with their perfectly rational actors, just don't reflect reality. We're emotional beings, and that plays a huge role in how we invest.
Absolutely. The paper highlights this, pointing out how traditional theories fail to explain things like market bubbles and crashes. Behavioral finance offers a much more nuanced perspective.
So, what kind of biases are they talking about specifically? I mean, we've touched on a few, like confirmation bias and the endowment effect, but this paper seems to go even deeper.
Oh, yeah. It covers a whole range from mental accounting, how we categorize money in our minds, to herding behavior, where we blindly follow the crowd. And then there's availability bias, where we overemphasize information that's readily available, even if it's not the most relevant.
That's fascinating. So, are they just describing these biases, or are they offering solutions, ways to counteract them?
Well, they do both. They analyze the existing research showing how these biases affect investment decisions, and they also identify gaps in the literature suggesting areas for future research. Like they point out the need for more advanced statistical techniques to identify biases and develop optimized solutions for investors.
It's almost like they're providing a roadmap for future research in behavioral finance. That's pretty valuable.
Definitely. And they also highlight the importance of understanding the interplay between different biases. It's not just about recognizing individual biases in isolation, but seeing how they interact and influence each other.
So it's a complex web of psychological factors that can lead us astray. And the key takeaway is to be aware of these biases, to understand how they can affect our judgment, and to actively work to mitigate their influence.
So, to wrap up this fascinating discussion on behavioral biases and investment decisions, I'm struck by how much our psychology really drives our financial choices. It's not just about numbers and spreadsheets, it's about understanding our own mental processes.
Yeah, and I think this paper, with its bibliometric analysis, really highlights that. Mapping out the research landscape like that shows how much attention this field is getting, especially recently.
Exactly. The sheer volume of publications since 2019 is impressive. It underscores how crucial it is for investors and really anyone making financial decisions to be aware of these biases.
It's like we all have these inherent flaws in our thinking, and if we don't acknowledge them, they can really sabotage our financial well-being.
Absolutely. And it's not enough to just know about confirmation bias or the endowment effect. We need to understand how these biases interact, how they create this complex web that can lead us to irrational decisions.
Right. And the paper does a good job of not just describing the problem, but also pointing towards solutions. The need for more research, for better tools to identify and mitigate these biases, that's a key takeaway for me.
Yeah, the roadmap for future research is valuable. It's like, okay, we've identified the problem. Now, how do we fix it? How do we help people make better financial choices?
And it goes beyond individual investors, too. Financial advisors, brokers, even governments have a role to play in educating people about these biases. It's a societal issue, really.
It is. Because, let's face it, the traditional economic bodies that assume perfect rationality, they just don't reflect how people actually behave. We're emotional beings, and that has a huge impact on how we invest.
Exactly. And if we can learn to control those emotions, to recognize and counteract those biases, we can make much more rational, informed decisions.
So I think the key takeaway here is awareness. Be aware of your own biases, be aware of the psychological factors that can influence your decisions. And don't be afraid to seek out professional advice.
Definitely. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your finances. So thanks for joining us on Money Myth Busted. We hope this episode has given you some valuable insights into the psychology of investing and how to avoid those common pitfalls. Until next time.